Good morning. 9:37. Friday morning show winding down here. Got some clouds, some wind, 28 degrees. Just disgusting out there. But listen, nice in here in the studio because I've got Brianna Kovalin, Wilkin County Recycling. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Great. Other than the weather, we're not going to talk about the stuff that's on the ground because it's going to be gone. Give it a day, it'll be gone.
It'll be gone, yeah. Yep. And by Sunday, we're talking maybe 40.
I know. So, and then a week later, maybe 60.
Maybe 60 and some rain, which would be good.
Well,
you know, kind of wash everything down.
Just a little bit of rain just to mist everything off. Yeah. That would be great. Like a little car wash mist.
Right.
But any significant rain, just stay away for a little while.
Absolutely.
Let us dry out a little bit.
Okay, so in continuing on with the dismal factor, can collection hasn't been going so great.
It's been really sad this year.
Okay.
Like, unfortunately sad. However, last year was such a huge collection that I'm really not surprised that it's been significantly less this year. We did do like 1,100 pounds yesterday, which is good.
That is good.
We're inching closer to 4,000 pounds total for the month. Now, normally we try to push for 30,000 pounds in the entire month.
Yeah.
Well, today is the 21st of April. 30,000 pounds is not going to happen unless suddenly we start taking in 7,000 pounds a day, which is not realistic.
No.
But that's okay. That's fine. But if you've been dragging your feet on bringing your aluminum in for that incentive premium price of 40 cents a pound, which is double from what it was last month, we were paying 20 cents. So if you've been dragging your feet, now is the time. This is your call to action.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get it in now.
Right.
So we are open on Saturday from 8 until noon, and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and then you have one additional Saturday, and then that's it. That's it. 4 days left, four collection days left to get 40 cents a pound.
Well,
now is your time.
Well, it's so easy to do that, too. It's like making instant potatoes. Nothing's easier. Just drive right in.
Right.
And you'll take it right off the truck or whatever you bring it in on.
Exactly. You only have to put it in your vehicle and drive to us. We will take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to leave with a check.
Right.
How easy is that?
And don't crush them up.
Correct.
No hockey pucks. Okay.
Correct. So don't use those can crushers that you might have mounted in your garage.
Yeah.
We want the cans whole or as close to whole in their original shape as possible, just because it works better for us. It works better for our equipment. And then we can get those cans to really bind together so we can ship those out. So if you bring them in crushed into little hockey pucks, we do reserve the right to deduct a few pounds on that for an inconvenience for us and for our machinery. So keep that in mind. If you have them crushed, we'll still take it. Just don't do it anymore.
So much to talk about this morning. Happy Earth Day. Earth Day is tomorrow,
by the way. It is tomorrow, yes.
So, happy Earth Day. Let's cover this. The last week of Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Yes.
Today.
Right. That's it. So we have been celebrating Severe Weather Awareness Week all week long, and I honestly think that's why we got this little bit of winter awareness still, because, you know, winter was mad at us for talking about summer, so we're going to give it one more last hurrah.
Good grief.
Exactly. So we've been talking about all sorts of things this week on Facebook as far as our Code Red system and warning and notification for how you can become more aware of weather when it's coming into our area. We've talked about sheltering. We've talked about having your plan. Yesterday was the statewide tornado drill, so you heard the sirens go off in Wilkin County
two times,
mm-hmm. once at 1:45 and then once again at 6:55. Well, I think maybe about 7 o'clock last night, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. So hopefully you practiced your severe weather plan at home. You found your shelter area. You had that conversation with your family or your friends to figure out what's the best decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then today we're going to wrap it all up by advertising our Skywarn training, which we have next week.
That's right.
Yes. So Thursday next week from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Recycling Center, we are hosting National Weather Service Skywarn Storm Spotter training.
If you want to be a weather spotter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to learn more about the weather.
Yeah.
So it's multifaceted like that. So if you'd like to attend that class, please give my office a call so we can get you on the list because seating is limited.
Yeah.
Phone number at my office is 218-643-5815. If I answer the phone, let me know how many people are attending. If I don't, please just leave it in the message,
mm-hmm.
your name and how many you're bringing with you, so then we can get you on the list for the class.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, let's cover river levels.
Right. So it looks as though we have had our second crest. It happened Wednesday-ish
mm-hmm.
at about 2.49 feet,
okay.
which would, if that is the official number, that puts that at the 29th highest crest we have on record. So not a top 10 flood like was originally predicted, which is great.
Yeah.
But we narrowly beat out 2014, where it crested at 12.48.
All right.
So exactly, just a hundredth higher.
Yeah.
So that's great. We're going to see the river kind of sit at this level for a number of days, maybe a week, and then it's going to start to drop down.
Okay.
Just as this moisture that we keep getting and as everything continues to filtrate into the system. So just kind of expect things to be soggy for a bit.
All right.
So, but I think we're sitting good. So
yeah,
barring
we are.
Any other additional major precipitation, we should be even keeled right now, and then the river will start to go down.
All right. Big plans for the weekend? Doing anything?
Cleaning out the garage.
Okay.
We are on the cusp of summer. It's time. Normally, we would be doing that at the end of March when it starts to warm up. However, we haven't seen that yet, so we're just going to put our parkas on and sweep the garage straighten it up. Well, you can't get in the yard yet, so
you have
to do something.
I know. Well, and I live in fear of this, that we're going to go from, like, winter to summer right away.
Isn't that almost what happened?
Yeah.
And then winter came back. Yep.
I don't even want to talk about it.
It's like sixth winter.
I know.
Yeah.
But
it's fine.
Thank you for stopping in. You have a fantastic weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
I'm going to have a great weekend.
Good.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about the gift you left me on the counter, though.
No, I left you a cat that...
That I gifted you.
It's an animated cat, and it is. I haven't decided if that is the neatest thing I've ever seen or just kind of creepy, but it is an amazing cat. This came in through recycling.
It did
a number of years ago, and you brought it into us. I think his name's Pomeroy.
Something like that.
Yeah,
but it is. It's a small animatronic cat that moves and meows and opens its eyes, and
it's very cool. I love it.
It came in the cardboard one day. And I'm assuming that some child lost it.
That's kind of sad.
It is. So, and it was clean. That's why I assume somebody lost it. So I brought it in for you. And
he's our station. He's our studio cat.
I think it's great
that
you kept it.
Yeah. Well, he's our studio cat. So
yeah.
Pomeroy's not going anywhere.
Best kind of cat ever because you can shut it off.
There,
right?
Brianna Goble. Thanks for stopping in. You have a great weekend, okay? That's
an
order.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Talking Wilkin County Recycling with Brianna Koval. It's 9:45 at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.